were many eyes focused on the Supreme Court decision that was going to be rendered in King versus Burwell. And as we asked the highest court in the land to determine whether or not these subsidies would hold, I think it's very welcome news that the case decided with this morning's decision upholds the federal health care subsidies for 6.4 million Americans. That's covering some 36 states worth of activity where those states did not set up their own health care exchanges as they were authorized under the Affordable Care Act. So I think this is excellent news because I see it as a right for Americans to have affordable, accessible, quality health care. And I'm also pleased that the Supreme Court saw this case for what it is, another partisan attack on the Affordable Care Act. It had the potential of taking away affordable access of health care to millions of Americans. And this works best actuarially, programmatically, and certainly effectively by having the greatest numbers we can have. And so with these additional 6.4 million Americans entering in, it will enable us to provide for their immediate needs and have a sounder, stronger system. Now, for years, the Affordable Care Act has been the law of the land, and it has helped millions of people in New York and across the nation in gaining access to affordable and quality health coverage. And it's time, I believe, for the frivolous lawsuits and political attacks against the law to stop, and it's time to find all of us working together, especially here on the Hill in Washington through Congress, to strengthen the Affordable Care Act to reach a shared goal of lower costs and better health care for all Americans. So today's decision, I believe, is a shot in the arm, and it upholds the Affordable Care Act, and it enables people through these subsidies to gain access to a system and realize the sort of wellness, outreach, programming, care responsiveness that they not only require, but deserve.
Congressman Tonko, you serve in a chamber that has voted to defund the ACA scores of times. We're speaking just after the second major ruling upholding the Affordable Care Act. I just wonder what you're hearing in the hallways down there. Do you think this actually does settle it once and for all?
Well, one would hope, but already you can hear the, the stir of conversation. And regrettably, I think some of that is going to be just another attempt to find another way to perhaps delay or deny resources here. I think that's not acting in a respectful way to the public that we are entrusted to serve. I believe that, these opportunities to connect people to a system, to have the standardization and the familiarity, and to have that ongoing working relationship as it relates to quality health care coverage is important. It's a human right. And we only bend that cost curve when we connect people to the system. And I'm hoping that with this decision, it may encourage us to work in a bipartisan fashion to only strengthen the Affordable Care Act. As we have with Social Security, as we have with Medicare, these decades-old programs are hallmarks of assistance in our society, and so is the Affordable Care Act. So we're the last industrialized nation to come to the table and get it done, and we shouldn't be denying progress that was struck way back in 2010.
Are you surprised at all by the configuration? This is the second time Chief Justice Roberts has sort of broken with some of his brethren on the right of the court, as many observers would call it, to support the ACA.
Well, many of these decisions have been 5-4 in their nature, in their outcome. And earlier today, I was asked what I thought would be rendered in terms of a decision. But I was feeling confident, but I'm certainly favorably impacted by the 6-3 court decision. And knowing that these subsidies can stay, and that we have denied yet another partisan formula attack and pettiness to get to where we need to be. And I think that this is encouraging, and hopefully it will get people to rethink their efforts to stand in the way of this healthcare progress.